Welcome to the Once Upon an Island podcast. I'm your host, Wesley. And as always, I am joined by my lovely co-host,
Mary.
And today we're talking about Survivor 46. We're down to the final eight, Mary. It's episode 9, final eight, however you want to look at it. It's crunch time. This is for real. We're now getting to the wire. We're over halfway through the cast. And I now realize that Hunter's name being in the middle during the intro is because he went in the middle. He finished in 9th out of 18 people.
Yeah, that's a very strong possibility.
Mary, explain your depressed mood.
I don't know what's happening. Honestly, I have no idea what's happening. I am sad that Hunter went home. I'd been high on Hunter the whole season, although I should have known, like, there's probably no way.
There's too many signs.
Yeah, too many signs. But yeah, it's just been crazy. The last couple episodes, while I have enjoyed them, I'm also just kind of like, I legitimately am not sure who's going to win, which is good, but confusing.
That is good. So I did tell the people during the podcast I did with Rebecca yesterday that you were shaking your head throughout most of the tribal council.
Oh, I was so mad. I was so mad at Hunter.
Oh, is Hunter you were mad at? Because Rebecca asked what you're shaking your head at. I'm like, I think Mary's just disappointed that Hunter left.
No, I was disappointed in Hunter, in his gameplay. The whole tribal council, like, whining like a little child. Are you going to vote for me? What are you voting? Are you voting for Q? Are you voting for Q? Are you voting for Q?
To be fair, three other people did vote for Q. Him and three other people.
Sure.
So, keep that in mind there, buddy.
No, it was just frustrating that confessional of him saying, I am 100% going to play my idol tonight. And then just the way he's acting, if he's that nervous, then play your idol.
Tiffany said the same thing, too. She didn't play hers. She got lucky.
I don't really care as much about Tiffany. She's been confident this whole game and so far hasn't really needed to do it yet. So I understand Tiffany. I just really didn't understand Hunter. And I was upset. I expected more out of him.
Yeah. My sister texted me saying that maybe he got all of his Survivor ideas from Pinterest and not from actually watching the show. So I don't know if that's true. Actually, I think Hunter was just fine. He made a mistake. I'm, as I've said many, many times over all of the podcasts that we've done, if you have an idol and everybody knows about it, just play it. Yeah. Doesn't matter if it's going to be a wrong play. The point is that people see that the power that they know about because he screwed up massively by telling everybody.
Well, yeah, nobody knew until he told them.
But even after telling everybody, if he had played it, he would have been great.
Yes.
Yeah. Who would have been gone? Q.
Mm-hmm.
Q would have been gone. Q votes for Ben, by the way, which when we recorded yesterday, Rebecca and I, like, that was not on the wiki. As you saw, our TV froze. Liz called everyone a hoe bag and our TV froze with laughter, I guess. That had to be what it was because we didn't get to see next time on Survivor or the votes, how the votes split up. But yeah, it was Q who voted for Ben. You made it a tie vote out of all people. Blew my mind finding that out.
Yeah, he'd been working with Hunter, so I guess it makes sense. But anyways,
yeah,
crazy episode, crazy tribal.
Well, Q would have voted for Hunter had he not voted for Ben. So it would have worked all the same, I guess, at the end of the day.
Right.
But it's just funny that Q was the reason we had to even re-vote in the first place. Mm-hmm. Q out here just causing chaos.
Yep.
So we got chapter markers for you here on YouTube. If you listen on Patreon, this goes out the day before on Patreon. Link in the description. I also got a ton of videos on there that are not yet released on YouTube. The confessional counter here on YouTube, that's up in the top right-hand corner. I do not make it. It comes from Just Strategic on Twitter, hence the handle being on there. That shows you how many times each person talked to the camera in each episode. Shows you their placement if they've already been voted off. That's the numbers next to their names. And it shows you what tribe they were on in each episode because somebody asked about the colors.
Yeah.
So I feel like I explain every time because every week somebody asks, unfortunately. One day they may not be asked. One day maybe I'll figure out a better way of explaining it. But until then, yes, that is the confessional counter. That's what that means. And we are going to reference it many times. However, Mary, how many secret scenes do we have this week?
Just two.
And were either of them relevant? I didn't watch either. Were either of them relevant to winter analysis?
One could be.
Okay, well, tell me about the irrelevant one pretty fast then.
Irrelevant one. Hunter is eating a coconut by himself because he doesn't want to share with anyone. The end.
That is irrelevant, yeah. Yes. These secret scenes can be found on the Survivor CBS's YouTube channel and on EW.com. Okay, what's the other one?
The other one is basically just Q talking about how he messed up at Tribal and how no one wants to work with him and no one wants to talk to him. And the only thing I found interesting about this one is that we made a point to say Q saying nobody wants to talk to me, nobody wants to work with me. The next scene is Charlie walking over to him and trying to talk to him, mm-hmm. and Q basically just shutting him off. You know, so he's like, "Yeah, we're just all hanging out. What are you up to?" And Q's, "Oh, I'm just chilling, bro."
Q wants certain people to talk to him, not
I guess so.
Not, remember, he already said he didn't really care for Charlie's gameplay.
So then Charlie was like, "Okay," and you know, so Charlie tried and Charlie walked away. And then again, Q's just like, "I've just got to keep my mouth shut and not talk so that my threat level goes down." But basically, he's just saying, you know, if I survive Tribal, I'm going to be great, because he's worried.
Yeah.
And he did. He did survive Tribal. So
not because he played a smart. He not because he voted correctly. He voted for Ben. But yeah. So anyways, that is a little relevant. But yeah, I see what you mean. Nothing super relevant. Last season, we had more relevant secret scenes. This season, not as many. But we'll find out when the season ends how many are relevant. So at the moment, you and I are not like locked in on a winner. I mean, I'm pretty locked in, but I was also pretty locked in on Tevin. So what do I know?
Right.
What do I know? All right. So we're going to go through every player alphabetically. And with that, we are going to have our rankings. I don't have Rebecca, so I'm not even going to. I know her top three and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have all of hers, but Mary and myself, our rankings will be in the description if you want to read them in text form. But we'll talk about them as we go through the episode. All right, Mary, who's our first player?
Our first player is Ben. Ben has 3 votes against him, still has his shot in the dark, no other idols or advantages, and has a total of 27 confessionals, which is not the least, but it is second to the least.
It feels like Ben's a...
Third,
he's a bigger character. I mean, out of the people who are still active in the game, you're saying mm-hmm. third? Okay, well, that's not too bad. There's 8 people left.
Yes, I know. But you don't want to be, I would imagine if you're the winner, you don't want to be in the bottom half of the confessional count at this point.
Not in the new era, not in the post 41 era of mm-hmm. Survivor, no.
Right. Yeah, Ben is, he's still to me just a side character. And anytime you see him interacting with people, he's being told what to do. That's kind of what I felt
like. That emotional scene of him last week that you told us about.
Right, yeah.
Which seemed like that would be left in the show if Ben was the winner, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yes. The only emotions we get from him this week are he cried when Charlie won the immunity. I think that was it. Other than that, it's like we see him being told who to vote for, and he's like, "Sure, that sounds good. Sure, that sounds good. Whatever you tell me," kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that was all from Ben this week. There wasn't a lot of Ben content. He had three.
He's one of the people with an emotional backstory. Who else has one?
The people left in the game, we've got Ben, Venus, and Maria, who still have an emotional backstory.
I can't see any of them winning at the moment.
Yeah.
Of those three.
Yeah, of those three, it's going to be difficult.
Wow. We'll talk about them as we go through them. Okay. I thought there was maybe somebody else on there who would make me feel better. I guess not.
Nope.
Or sorry, I cut you off. You said Ben has three.
He had 3 confessional this week.
Okay.
So, I don't remember much about what they were. I'm sure it had something to do with the vote.
Yeah.
That's...
Well, we definitely got... It felt like, in terms of the alliances, Yanu is not an alliance. Mm-hmm. Nami is just Liz and Venus, not an alliance, as far as I'm aware. Though they did vote together, I think, for Q. But again, I was just looking to see what Hunter did when I looked at it. I don't... Again, the wiki is still not updated. As of the next day, it is now Thursday at, like, what? Noon. And it still isn't updated. So right. I don't... know exactly the count. I feel like they don't know exactly the count on everything. That's why they
I'm positive
it.
Liz voted for Q because
both times, I think.
Yes.
I think she voted for Q both times.
She was very adamant about voting for Q. And if there's one thing we know about Liz is once she says something, she's gonna do it.
She's very stubborn.
So
very stubborn.
Good for her.
Like somebody else I know. Both of us. All right. So Ben, I have him ranked at 5.
I have him at 6.
Yeah, and Rebecca doesn't have him in her top 3. It felt like the Tribal Alliance is what I was getting at with that is Sika seems pretty strong still, despite losing a couple members. Mm-hmm. They are definitely the only group sticking together from the pre-merge. Everyone else is kind of flying solo. Yanu is not unified. Maybe Liz and Venus are, but like, are we really going to sit here and say Liz and Venus are about to run this game?
Right.
That would be funny.
That would be funny.
That would be hilarious.
That would be interesting.
But it seems like Sika has the power at the moment.
Yes.
And next time on Survivor, which I did finally get the chance to watch, showed how Maria says they're going to try to pull in Q to make a power move of some sort. Mm. So we'll see. I think Q at the moment should be desperate to do anything that has other people associated with it and doesn't involve voting him off. But Q is also not the most, predictable player at the same time. So who knows?
Big mistake.
Ben, though, number 5 for me, number 6 for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who's next?
Next, we have Charlie. Charlie still has a shot in the dark. No other idols or advantages. And Charlie has 45 confessionals.
All of us have Charlie ranked at 2, all 3 of us.
Nice.
So I think we're all about on the same page in terms of his winner equity. He has definitely moved up. And it seems like whenever we hear from Charlie, we could have heard from Maria, but instead we heard from Charlie.
Right. Yeah. When it comes down to them as a pair, we hear from Charlie frequently.
Yes.
And we hear the smart things that Charlie says. Because, you know, everybody's saying probably smart things and dumb things, but we're only hearing good things from Charlie. Charlie decides that he wants to make Tiffany feel comfortable so she doesn't play the idol. Does it matter? Not really, but we hear that Charlie's going to go do that. And we see him doing that, which is a smart move. You want to make sure your vote out feels comfortable. You know, Charlie won immunity. And of course, so we hear from him about that. But again, Charlie's the one telling people to vote for Hunter for the most part. I think that was that his idea to switch to Hunter?
I feel like a few people want a Hunter and it was just kind of, maybe
it was kind of the consensus.
Yeah, it was kind of the consensus.
But he did definitely like approach a lot of people. He was maybe not spearheading, but one of the main players.
Kenzie and Maria wanted to get out Tiffany. That was going to be the big move, but it got pushed aside for now.
Yes. So, yeah, he's definitely in a great spot. He still hasn't been targeted. I mean, I don't think anyone has said his name so far that we've been shown. So, obviously, he won immunity, so he wasn't eligible this week. But I just think strong alliance with Maria. Everyone loves him. Everyone talks to him. He's in the know about everything. And he's just a really likable guy.
Now, Mary, during yesterday's podcast, because Charlie's such a big Taylor Swift fan and he won immunity, and Taylor Swift just dropped a new album last week, as you know.
Right.
I told everyone that Mary didn't really care much for the new album. And Rebecca was blown away by, I told her how far you got in it. Now, can you tell everyone the firsthand view of this? Because this is through my perspective of your story. What actually happened with the Taylor Swift album?
I saw it was available at my library.
On CD.
Well, through the app.
Oh, through the app. Okay.
I could just immediately listen to it.
I thought you rented a CD.
No.
Which I didn't even know they did anymore.
You can still check out CDs at the library.
Yeah. But I meant like new CDs.
No, I was on my Hoopla app looking for something new to listen to. Usually audiobooks. But of course, they were promoting Taylor Swift's album. I was like, why not? And it was available, which is crazy because new things aren't always available. Well,
everyone else can just listen on Spotify or YouTube.
Sure.
And Mary's on her Hoopla library app. Like a nerd. By the way, yesterday we did talk about very, very quickly. Sorry, we're interrupting the interruption.
We're so far.
Pardon the interruption. Would you rather poop at the library or Best Buy? And there's a reason behind this question.
Neither.
You have to poop at one.
I won't.
You literally have to poop at one. You won't poop at either. Still, you just hold it in.
I guess Best Buy because I never go there.
All right. Q's tweeted out that Best Buy has great bathrooms to poop in.
Okay.
That's why and then I brought up how you went to the library to get the Taylor Swift CD. So I had to ask the question.
Oh, my.
All right. So go ahead. You got the Taylor Swift album through Hoopla.
I listened to the first song and I was like, is this Lana Del Rey? And then I started the second song and then I just returned it to the library.
Rebecca was blown away. She's like, she made 31 songs and Mary only listened to 2 of them. And I said, I don't even think Mary finished the second one.
I didn't even finish the second one. Maybe one day. I just don't really care.
No, I'm with you. I don't really care much for her. I like some of her hits, but I'm on the consensus of, I think that she's overrated. I think she's good, but overrated. There's no other way to put that. I think she's good, but overrated.
So I was really proud of Charlie for winning immunity.
Well, Charlie talks about Taylor Swift so much, it had to be brought up here. This is the part to do it.
Okay.
And your story was one of your funnier stories when you told me, because Mary didn't say it with any sense of humor behind it. She was dead serious when she told me how much the album was not good, and she got through maybe 2 songs.
Okay. So anyways, I'm glad you find my life enjoyable.
I do.
And
when
hilarious.
You tell to me deadpan.
I think Charlie's only negative this week was that he specifically told Venus, I think it was Venus or Ben, not to tell Q and Liz. We're leaving them out of the Hunter boat, which is fair because Q and Liz were tight with Hunter. But we're shown that on purpose, and it's like, why, I guess, because it ends up not really mattering because Q and Liz know about it. Mm-hmm. And Charlie later does tell Q about the vote right before tribal. So I think that was like his only negative content from the week. Otherwise, like I said, everything about Charlie is pretty positive. And I think that his tenacity in this challenge surprised himself and everyone else. And it's a good time to win a challenge. It's like not too late in the game where it doesn't seem to matter. And taking out Hunter, who is, you know, known to be a challenge beast, like that's going to be a good resume move later on for him, I think. So yeah, that's why he's number two for me.
All right. So let me rank Charlie. Oh, we all rank Charlie number two. Yeah. So yesterday during our podcast, we did the question portion and somebody's name for their question. I mean, their name on their account name or whatever was Empire. There we go. Empire. That's the correct way to pronounce it. And I joked, well, if they're French, you'd go Empire. Now in the comments, they've corrected me that they're not French. And I said, okay, got it. The French version is correct. And they said, no, that's the incorrect one. I think we've missed the joke.
Yeah, probably.
It's just happening. This is a live comment. This is a
live.
This just happened.
Tribal comment.
Yeah, nice. Live comments are happening. Okay, I was looking at the update on the guy telling me. I know his name is M. Pierre. M. Pierre sounded so much better. I can't get it out of my brain now.
Yeah.
Sorry, your name's M. Pierre. I don't make the rules, but I do make the rules. Yes. Okay, so Charlie number two. Who's next?
So next we have Kinsey. Kinsey still has her shot in the dark. No other idols or advantages. And she has 52 confessionals.
All three of us have Kinsey at number one. We're all in consensus on our one and two. Not on three, but on one and two.
Mm-hmm.
So why is Kinsey number one for you? I'm still waiting, by the way, for her emotional backstory. We all know that winner needs it. And at the moment, if that holds true, like that new era trend holds through, then we're looking at a Venus, Maria, or who? Ben win?
Ben. Mm-hmm. Oof.
All right, so Kenzie currently number one for all of us. Why do you like Kenzie?
Well, as I told you last night, I'm not a big fan of Kenzie, actually.
I was surprised to hear this.
But as far as a winner edit,
you gotta tell everyone why. You can't just leave it at that.
I really don't like how she immediately goes after Tiffany. She goes after Q, which that's fine. Everyone's going after Q. Hunter tells her he's her number one, and she just so sweetly like lies to his face. I don't know. I just feel like she's playing everyone at this point.
It's kind of like Dee. It's kind of like any Survivor winner who's a villain.
Sure.
You don't like Survivor villain winners?
I didn't say I liked Dee
either. I'm not a big fan of Dee.
And there's nothing necessarily wrong. Fine. I'm just like, okay, I don't know. I haven't been as big of a fan of her merge game play. Mm-hmm. But if she wins, who am I to judge?
It has been a struggle to listen to On Fire this season because of Dee.
Yeah.
I would rather they brought on Emily. If they wanted to do a female co-host, like they're alternating,
that
or whatever,
would have been fun.
Emily would have been better, yeah, in my opinion, than Dee.
Yeah.
so from 45.
One thing I noticed about, so Kinsey, I mean, she's constantly narrating the episode. She had the most confessionals out of this week's episode. We hear from her every few minutes, it feels like. The one thing I did think that was interesting is that in a confessional, we hear Kinsey say, you know, this is the perfect time to blindside somebody, a big player, mm-hmm, because everyone's distracted by Q's craziness or Hunter being available.
And she was right.
Okay. The very next scene is Venus telling Kinsey, hey, we should blindside someone because everyone's distracted by Q and Hunter.
But like, Kinsey presented the idea to us first. She got the lead to us.
Yes, but then we're shown that this wasn't her idea. This was Venus's idea.
It doesn't matter. The point is she led the charge to us in the story.
I understand.
Now, had Venus told us first and then we cut to Kinsey, be like, oh, Venus had the idea.
Okay, I'm just saying. This actually made me move Venus up in my rankings.
Wow.
Because it seems like Venus was the one. We know she didn't really get Tevin out. We know she really didn't get Hunter out. But it seems to the audience that she's playing a very big role. That's all I'm saying.
Here's the thing with Venus, and we're going to get to her later.
We'll talk to Venus later.
But the thing with Venus is that on paper, she is correct about moves. It's like many other players. but her social game is not good. Nobody wants to work with Venus. Nobody wants to follow Venus. Hunter, this episode literally says you're super unlikable. And Hunter is so like quiet and meek. It is weird to hear Hunter tell somebody that you're super unlikable.
Yes.
So that's, we'll get to Venus later.
I understand.
Kenzie led the charge to us in the story.
Right. I understand. I was just saying it seemed to me a little bit strange that if she is the winner, why do we hear her say something and then word for word we see someone telling her this? So like, I don't know. It just seemed a little bit.
You're more receptive to the idea when you heard it from Kenzie's mouth and not Venus's.
Yeah.
It could be.
So why do we get shown the scene? But anyways.
Because Venus is still important. She's just not going to win.
Yeah. My fear with Kenzie at this point is that her and Tiffany are still battling because Tiffany is not gone yet. I think it's going to leak out that Kenzie was swinging for Tiffany because we heard several times that if this gets out.
Okay.
Yeah. So if this gets out, the fact that she was gunning for Tiffany, she's going to go home. So with all the drama between Yanu members at this point, I could see this, you know, accidentally getting leaked and then Tiffany getting mad and Kenzie going home.
And Tiffany has an idol too. So if Tiffany plays her idol correctly,
yes,
then Kenzie could be on. It will definitely matter who wins this Tiffany versus Kenzie feud. Maria is just a side piece. I don't know how else to phrase that. She's the third wheel in this deal. She is not leading the charge. Now, if Maria ends up leading the charge, I'm trying to do proper English, not that I always do that. If Maria actually leads the charge to get out, Tiffany and Maria does. Great for Maria. I still don't think Maria's going to win based on the story so far, but great for Maria.
Right.
And it does undercut Kenzie, which could be what's important in a final three.
Kenzie's positives are the same that she's had this whole time. Like, you know, she's likable. She seems sweet and
a lot of charisma.
Right. A lot of charisma. She doesn't seem like she's going to cut your throat, you know, like, but she's
the mermaid dragon.
She is doing that. So, you know, Hunter tells her in this episode that she's his number one. And she's like, yeah.
Definitely. Oh,
definitely. Yes, we're good.
I think she voted with him, to be fair, in the first vote.
In the first vote.
But again, possibly. Don't come in the comments for me. Survivor Wiki still isn't updated.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, we'll see. Like, if she makes it to the end, I think she is number one because of her personality and the fact that she's just friends with everyone. And the edit, we constantly hear from her and see things that she's doing. I think the only other possible negative from this week's episode was her. There was like a little bit of a montage of her making fun of Q, like mocking Q. But again, I don't think we're really supposed to care that much about Q. So it's probably okay that Kenzie's mocking him.
We're not supposed to be emotionally rooting for Q.
Right.
No.
Right.
No.
So that could be a negative.
I'm still waiting for Kenzie's emotional backstory.
Yeah. So we don't have an emotional backstory for her. But
it could wait. I mean, here's the thing. It doesn't have to happen in a certain episode. It just has to happen by the end. And if it doesn't, let's say the winner of the season does not have an emotional backstory. Mm-hmm. First off, I applaud you, show, for having restraint for once, because they've actually shown some of the season by only having like, what, 4 or 5 of them versus just loading us up with all 20 of them. And it's just like, oh, it's overload. And here they haven't done one in like 4 or 5 episodes, it seems like.
Right.
But if it happens in the finale. Everyone, you heard it here first. You heard it here first. Oh, brother. So Kenzie, I'm really high on Kenzie as well. As all of us have her at number one. But the thing is I'm with you. It's like there are some possible roadblocks. There are some possible people who could get out Kenzie. Kenzie is not just walking to the end with no problems like Jam Jam did. Or, I mean, once Jam Jam got past Josh, once like Jam Jam did, or like D pretty much did. D almost had no opposition the whole way. She had literally a guy lusting for her so hard. He was making terrible moves because of that. It's just at the moment, thankfully, there's not like a clear winner. And people are calling this budget era Gabon. And I don't think I fully agree with that, but it could be if we get a chaotic winner who isn't Kenzie or Charlie. Cause to me, Kenzie and Charlie is like probably the most, that's not true. Charlie's one of the more boring winners of this season if he wins, like option wise. Nothing against Charlie, but if he wins, I'd be like, okay. Sure. Nothing really inspires me about this. Okay. But if Liz won, Venus won, or Q won, amazing. What a great ending. I need a chaotic season once in a while. Keep my spirits up. When Gabler won, that was a little chaotic. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still remember that night when it happened, and I fell out of my chair laughing
so hard. Remember.
I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want. Now, I mean, still, if it still happens, if Liz wins, I would just die of laughter. We'd come on the pod. We'd have to like record the podcast like the next day. I don't think I could stop laughing that night. We'll see. But anyways,
you'd be too excited.
I'd be amazed. Absolutely amazed. Kenzie is number one. I feel like she has the best overall edit. We do have the montage from pre-merge that gets brought up occasionally. Rebecca brought up last week again how, you know, it was kind of poking at Kenzie. And do they really do that to winners? But they've kind of done, I feel like everybody has one of those things. Just like, do they really do this to winners? With the exception of maybe Charlie. But even then, Charlie doesn't have an emotional backstory. So everyone's kind of missing one element of everything we're looking for in a winner edit.
Right.
Of a classic winner edit. And Jeff can say all day there isn't one. Yeah, okay, buddy. I got footage of you saying the opposite. It's like he's trying to backtrack it or something since then. I don't know. All right. Who's our next player?
Next, we have Liz. Liz still has her shot in the dark. No other idols or advantages. And she has 17 confessionals, which is the least of everyone so far in the season.
I'm sorry. Who are we talking about?
Liz.
Do we start calling her like Queen Liz or something? She's loaded with cash, Mary. I was trying to pull up the Travel Council voting to double check that Mackenzie did indeed vote for Q. Hunter voted for Q. Liz voted for Q, who we're talking about now. Venus and Kenzie all voted for Q. So they stuck to their word to Hunter. All three of those ladies did. All right. So Liz has somehow moved up, but it's hard to ignore the long stretch of time where I felt like we barely knew anything. Like we barely were hearing from Liz for like 4 or 5 episodes. Like there's a huge stretch. And then the first couple episodes were her just telling us how rich she was, which is amazing. And Tevin's like, that's not going to help come the end, which again could be because Tevin's on the jury and maybe Liz makes final three and Tevin doesn't vote for her because he's like, hey, everyone, Liz is rich. She has $1 billion or whatever, you know?
Sure.
Why else would that even be shown? Because it's not going to be relevant unless Tevin's on the jury, which he is, and Liz is the final three, which it could be happening.
Yeah, it's a possibility. I will not say it's not a possibility.
It was during the 2-hour episodes, though, when they had a lot of time on their hands.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of time.
You know, Liz's content, as we said, there's just not been much of it. And what we're getting right now is her basically being upset because the moves that she's making are overshadowed by the drama going on and how she's just frustrated because she doesn't want to get lost in the shuffle. She's frustrated because no one's acknowledging that she's a leader, which if you are truly a leader, people are going to acknowledge that. Also, at this time, you don't necessarily want to be a leader because that puts a target on you. So, I mean, the one thing we know about her right now that she's got going for her is that when she picks a target, she sticks with it and she votes that way. So that's good. Nobody is really approaching her about strategy, though. I mean, we hear people saying specifically, don't tell Liz what's going on. So that's not great. She's being lumped in with Q at this point as far as bottom of the pack.
Has Liz gotten an episode where she just gets skunked completely?
Yes.
Ah, dang.
Yep. That was episode 6. She had 0 confessionals. So she never had more than 4. And that was the when she went on the journey.
One of the things we look for in a winner edit, for those who are wondering, since 42, since they course corrected after Erica, is you'd have a confessional in every episode. And there's a few people left. I believe Maria is also one of them who had an episode where 0 confessionals happened for them.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's a death nail, but it's definitely one of the more serious, egregious decisions to make, especially with all this time on their hands with 90 minute episodes and 2-hour episodes. Is that right? Is it just Maria and Liz now?
Nope. And Venus.
Wow. Venus has a 0. And get it, like 2 of those people have their emotional backstories. So the only one who has emotional backstory and a confessional every episode is Ben.
Right. They're making it really hard for us.
Is Ben the winner? Like, you know what I mean? Like they're going out of their way. And I appreciate it, by the way. No negative comments are being made about how this is being edited at all. I appreciate the unpredictability.
Yes.
44 and 45, we were like the whole time. We knew. Like, it was so obvious. Now, to be fair, I did have Kenzie at number 2 after week 1 of this season. She went down after that, but I had her at number 2 week 1. So we'll see. We'll see if I was on track from the beginning. But I also had Banu in my top 3. So again, what do I know? What do I really know?
Right.
Who are we talking about? Liz.
Liz
is loaded. I think she paid her way onto the show. Why else did medical not care about her being allergic to everything? It just makes sense. I think she could pay off the entire jury. And I told Rebecca, if we go to Final Tribal and she's there and we don't hear from the jury talk about Liz at all, it's because she told each of them, I'll pay you $100K if you vote for me. I'll pay you $100K each. And they're not going to leave that in the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
That's definitely a thing that could not happen. I'm pretty sure she would get in trouble, like massive trouble, offer money to people to vote for her.
Yes.
Rumor is that Sash offered Jane back in 21 Nicaragua that he would like help her pay off her house if he won, if she voted for him to win, something like that. And that got cut out of the show, obviously.
Yeah, that's not a good look for anybody.
No, well, yeah.
I mean, I understand the sentiment, I guess. I'm glad Fabio won, just
put it that way.
Sure. Anyways, that's Liz. Anything else about Liz you want to talk about? She's seventh for me.
She's moved up for me. Liz is actually number six.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. She's above two other people. Because I think if she was in the final three with those two other people who we haven't talked about yet, I think she could beat them. I think Liz is, okay, I'll just say it. I think Liz's only option right now to win is to sit next to Venus and Q. Q, I think, he publicly stated, I want to quit. Please vote me off. Yes. I think that alone makes him a goat.
Yes.
And Venus is just not super likable.
Sure.
The Nami tribe did not care for her. Tevin, Soda, and who else? Hunter are on the jury. That's 3 out of 8 jurors. And they do not like Venus.
That is true.
So if Liz sits next to Venus and Q, that is Liz's best chance at the moment to win. Not that Liz would be some impressive winner, but it's kind of like, well, the other two suck.
Well, I see what you're saying. I disagree a little bit in the sense of that if there is a Venus Liz Q final three, which would be crazy, I think that people would respect. I can't say respect. I think that people might at least respect that Venus has tried to make gameplay happen.
Screw that.
And is right consistently just because she's not likable. I mean, Liz isn't likable and also doesn't make good gameplay.
Here's something you haven't considered. If they all vote for Liz to win, right? And Liz wins. I mean, don't get me wrong. $1 million is like a drop in the bucket for Liz. Right, we all know this. Mm-hmm. It's basic knowledge. No man can handle her. What's important though is if you vote for Liz and she wins and she knows you voted for her to win, Liz can invite you on her yacht to all of her parties. These are things you have to take in factor. It's not just how did she play the game. It's what's going to happen after the show's done? Why does someone be friends with the rich lady? Okay. Right? She no longer has a husband. She just has a daughter. We can assume she black widowed her husband, killed him, obviously, for the money. I don't know if I told you that theory yet, Mary.
I have not heard this.
Isn't it black widows the ones that do that? They like mate with a male spider and then murder him.
They eat blood. Him.
Eat him. Yes.
Yes.
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there as an option. All right. So anyways, Liz for me is number six for you. Number what?
Seven.
And did not crack Rebecca's top three. All right. Who's next?
So next we have Maria.
My Marie.
Maria still has her shot in the dark. No other idols or advantages. And she has 20 confessionals. That is the second lowest confessionals.
I can't believe Bonu had 35 in 4 episodes and Maria is here with 20.
Yes.
This is absurd. Maria. My Maria. Brooks and Dunn, check it out if you haven't. It's a great song. The music video is, it's good country. It's back when country was good.
Yeah.
All right, leave it there. Maria is definitely the sidekick to Charlie. And it's hard to ignore that, even though she has an emotional backstory. Mm-hmm. But she did get skunked in an episode.
Yeah.
And we talked about her emotional backstory, saying it felt like they kind of rushed through it.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda, like Tevin's they spent time on, which is weird considering how Tevin's not even in the game anymore, but whatever. And then Maria's, they kind of just like, here you go. Okay. Like, it felt like they were obligated to do it. And maybe because Maria wins, they felt obligated to do it. I don't know. Maria does want to get out Tiffany. And if Maria, I think, can get out Tiffany instead of Kenzie getting out Tiffany, like her getting credit for it, that could be huge for her. But the story so far has not led me to believe that even if she did that, she would win.
Right. Yeah, her lack of content is a little worrying as far as a winner edit. But I do see the possibility, which is why she's higher than a few people on my list. But yeah, mainly just because she's likable and sweet but also has been playing really well with Charlie. So if for some reason they are, you know, the power couple of this season, if you think about it, there's no other power couples left. Like Kenzie really is already gunning for Tiffany. Tiffany doesn't know it yet. But so the only couple left is Charlie and Maria. So in that position, their
Sega 3 alliance is tight.
Right.
With Ben.
I think they could make it far. And then if, say, I don't know, Maria somehow beats Charlie at Fire or something where we're seeing a final three with Maria and Liz and Q or Marie and Liz and Venus, whatever the situation is, yeah, she definitely has a great shot at winning. Just the fact that we don't hear from her frequently is a little worrisome to me.
Yes, the episode where she got skunked is, as I've mentioned earlier, it seems like a death nail. Who does she have to sit next to at the moment to win? Like Venus and Q? But even then, I mean, you've made a case that Venus could win. I don't know. I feel like Maria, no matter what, if she's at the end, would get all the Sega votes. They seem very tight. Any Sega goes in the end, at the moment, it seems like Sega would get all the Sega votes.
Yeah.
Just, but we've only got, at that point, if Maria's at the end, she needs both of her other Sega mates to be on the jury. That's still only two.
Right.
That's still only two. You need more than two to win. You need at least, with, let's see, a jury of eight, you need as D, 1-5 to 3-5. Mm-hmm. Or you need everyone to get a vote, and therefore you need four.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's the only way, other way to win. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think, can it be 3-2-2? No, it can't. So it would have to be, you need to get four minimum, five guaranteed.
Right.
I just don't see that at the moment, but we have episode 10, 11, 12, and then the finale. Moves can be made. Mm-hmm. Maybe her edit takes off like a rocket. Who knows? Doesn't seem like that.
Right.
But it's possible.
Right. So she'd have to make a big shift. In next week's episode.
And not a big mistake, just a big shift.
Right, just a big shift.
Right. Okay, so Maria for me is actually number four, despite everything I said. Do you have her at?
Yeah, she's five for me.
I think people are going to be shocked by your placement of Venus. Okay, who's next? Oh, Rebecca has her at number three, by the way, for Maria. Okay. But Rebecca said that she doesn't feel confident about her three. She feels confident about her one and two, but three and beyond, she's like,
Yeah. Okay, so next we have Q. Q has no idols or advantages. He still has a shot in the dark. He has 60 confessionals.
Big mistake.
The most out of anyone this season.
Huge. I felt like I really, and I'm just going to pat myself in the back. I felt like I really held off on the big mistakes. I went hard on it last week, tapered off a lot. But here's our chance. We're talking about Q. Less big mistakes tonight. Yesterday when we watched.
Right.
Less big mistakes.
Well, he did. I mean, it was a secret thing, but he said he was just going to keep his mouth shut and hope that helped him. So that helps, even though he still has,
I think. He would have gone, had Hunter played his idol, but yeah.
Yeah, he still had like the second most confessionals in the whole episode. I mean.
He's very confident in a way that's like, it's fun.
Yes, it is fun. I mean, it's fun to hear from Q. It's fun to hear his perspective on things. Like, he understands he has a massive target.
I think he has no power anymore.
And he has no power. Like, I think his struggle is like, if I get back in charge, it's going to be a miracle. Yes, but like, he's still hoping to get back in charge and win the game. Yeah. Even if he somehow makes it to the end, I don't think he'll win at this point. Like, that's why he's number eight for me. I just think everyone's completely lost respect for him and that his total like chaos and drama is not something people are going to want to vote for at the end.
The moment he said, vote me off, he has to be, he's number eight for me as well. I can't imagine Rebecca having him any higher than seven. She seems to have an anti-Liz sentiment for some reason. So if for Q, I bet you she has him at seven or eight. Q is, I just don't see a final three where he wins. Mm-hmm. I can't see what Q would have to do to turn around you said you want to quit and everyone else here does not want to quit. And the jury was like, sitting over there. I mean, don't get me wrong. The jury was just Soda at the moment.
Right.
But anyone's going to go to the jury's and be like, Q's still in this game and I got voted off and he wanted to quit. That's some bull crap, you know?
Yeah. No,
and
I
that's,
agree.
That's going to, that's just right there. Take Q to final three. Take him to final three.
Yes.
Befriend Q. Take him to final three.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's definitely what the winner is going to do. So just. That's what
the winner needs to do.
Yes. I definitely think Q's going to be at there.
Or take him as far as you can. If you get to a sticky situation where you're like, I have no power and Q's the only safe vote, I get it.
Sure.
But ideally, if you have any power, you bring Q to final three because he's a guaranteed zero vote finalist.
Yep.
I like Q. I think Q's a great character. But in terms of our winner analysis, which is what we're doing today, Q ain't winning. It's crazy. He has the most confessionals, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's entertaining.
How many is he averaging an episode?
His average is 6.67.
This is all in the top right-hand corner of the video. I know I explained that earlier, but we've had winners get less than 20, Mary, in the past, so.
Craziness.
yeah, I really enjoy the 90 episodes. It really helps flush everyone out. Okay, who's next?
Next, we have Tiffany.
Tiffany, has swung a lot. I feel like she was really high for all of us, and I bet you this week she's not going to be as high for everyone. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Still has her shot in the dark, has the only hidden immunity idol at this point, and has 45 confessionals.
For a long time, she was one or two for pretty much everybody. Yeah. Everybody here on this podcast, pretty much. And I'm speaking in generalities. I'm sure she wasn't actually one or two every week for everybody. But anyways, you get the point. Tiffany needs to get out Kenzie, and does not seem like that's going to happen. Seems like Kenzie and Marie are going after. Tiffany actually needs to get them both off.
Yes.
Tiffany needs to befriend Q, but I don't think that's happening. The way they were bickering at Tribal, great, by the way, for entertainment. But here's the thing. I think if Tiffany can get over it, Tiffany could work with Q. I think Q would do it.
Oh, yeah.
I think Q would be like, okay, great. Like, I think Q's that kind of person.
Yes.
Where they could bicker and like most men can just move on and work together.
Right.
Most, I say most.
Yeah, Tiffany did drop down for me, but like you're saying, and that's mainly because both Tiffany and Maria have brought her name up a couple of times now. She's obviously a social threat, I think, and a strategic threat. She seems to be kind of running the show. So she has more stacked against her than, say, Kenzie or Charlie at the moment. But I do think she's smart. I mean, she is so smart, and she's proven it several times. So I think that you're right. If she is able to say, hey, Q, everyone thinks we hate each other right now. What if we make a move like that? This is the perfect time to do this.
Let's get out Kenzie.
Yeah. And get out Kenzie. So,
or let's get out Venus or something. I don't know what the move is.
I think that she definitely could make a move like that. I think he would work with her. I think that she could definitely pull in whoever she wanted, Charlie or Venus. I don't know if she could pull in Ben. But anyways, right now she could do it. She's so smart. But I don't know. She just has a lot of people kind of going after her right now. So that's why she dropped down to third for me.
Tiffany's at number 3 for me as well. It's really because I don't feel great about everyone below Tiffany. And I was so high on Tiffany for so long. She has a lot of goodwill built up. Of course, the time she told Bonu to get off his knees and stop acting like a baby or whatever really endeared me to Tiffany. That was a winning scene for me. Anyways, Rebecca does not have her in her top 3.
Really?
Nope. Because Maria took number 3 for her. And we all agreed 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Tiffany, I the story is there still for her to win. She needs an emotional backstory. The story is there for her to win, but she's currently in a rough spot and she needs to get out of the rough spot. And the rough spot current is affecting that's all these winner analysis really are, is what's happened lately.
Right.
You know, if we were to binge all 9 episodes in a row, we probably wouldn't feel, maybe we'd still be higher on Tiffany. I don't know.
Sure.
But watching week to week and having time to discuss every week has me like, okay, well, I feel like we should have more good for Tiffany right now. We kind of don't, but who knows? You know, this could be a Gabler situation where like Jesse was the clear front runner for so long. We're like, Jesse's going to win, right? Jesse has to win, right? It's like kind of like Kenzie at the moment. Kenzie has to win, right? It could be that, you know, that person goes down, maybe loses in fire or something like that. You know, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Like Kenzie, it could be the Devins of the season. If you topple Kenzie, you win, but I don't know. The story's not really set up Kenzie as... I say this for Tiffany. I'm like trying to figure out who Tiffany needs to get out to like become number 1 again. And like the story hasn't presented Kenzie as some sort of Goliath like Devin's was in Edge of Extinction. She's just the number 1 for many reasons, but not because she's like dominating this game, has all the power. She's not like Boston Rob Redemption Island, you know?
Right.
That's what Q thinks he is.
Right. That is true. Well, that's what I mean about like the last couple episodes, especially. I have less of a sense of who's in control, I think. Who's running the show this time? It feels very chaotic, and it feels like because people keep talking and switching up their votes or whatever, seemingly right before Tribal, it does seem a little bit more frenzied, and it's really hard for me to tell who is the number 1, you know, public enemy number 1, who is really in charge, who's really in control of this game. I don't know if there aren't necessarily just 1 or 2 people. Like to me, it does seem like, you know, we know Charlie and Maria together, but otherwise it kind of seems like everyone's just going with whatever vote is good for their game in that moment, which is great.
Yeah, we moved away from tribal lines for the most part.
Oh yeah.
Sega seems to still be tight though.
Besides Sega. So I don't know. I'm just saying like in the past, I felt pretty comfortable with knowing, like, I know, okay, yeah, I know these people are together, these people are working together, and this person's really probably running the alliance.
Yeah,
like besides Charlie and Maria, I really don't know.
Everyone else kind of flying solo.
Yeah, everyone's really slow.
And Ben's following Charlie and Maria. That's how it feels.
Yes. So that's why I'm saying it almost feels like anyone's game at this point. There's so many different paths because everyone is solo.
Well, yeah, and Hunter was the obvious vote because the moment he was vulnerable, we said he had to play his idol. He has to play his idol. So I see what you mean. Tiffany could still, this is not like, we're not locked in. This isn't like a Reba 4 situation last season. It's like Reba 4 is running the game.
Yeah.
And it would take them sabotaging themselves to lose. And even even when D was the only remaining Reba 4 at the end, it was like, yeah, but Reba 4 is going to win. You know?
Yeah, basically. Like
it was her and Austin. Whatever.
Yeah, it was her and Austin. It was just her.
Austin threw that game. All right, who's next?
Well, our last player is Venus.
All right. I'm your Venus. I'm your fire, your desire. Okay, go ahead.
Still has her shot in the dark. And Venus has jumped up in confessionals the last couple weeks. She is at 40 currently.
Total. Yeah, what's her rank for you?
Her rank?
Yeah, where's she ranked for you, Mary?
She's number 4 for me.
Buddy, pal, Buster.
I don't think that she could beat Maria or Ben in the final three, even though she's above them. What I do think is she will be dragged to the end over other people.
And she'll win somehow?
And she could possibly win based on who she sits next to. Like, she's going to slip through the next couple of votes because why get out Venus? Nobody likes her, right? So she's going to make the finale. Like,
we're over here talking about how half this cast, by the way, could slip through to the end because isn't that crazy? Liz, Q, Venus, and I think Ben's the other one where it's like, everyone's like kind of on them. Who's the next target? I don't know. I don't think it's really Q.
I think the next target, is Tiffany. Really?
Wow.
Yeah, that's basically what I think.
Yeah.
But if she uses her idol and
she should. She should have used it tonight.
She's so smart.
Everyone's
so
afraid to play their idol, but just go out and look.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go look. Now, to be fair, it's not as easy. It used to be, Mary. Through 44, it was just walk on the walking path. It's around your waist. It might be around your feet if they're feeling a little, cheeky, but it's about where the idol is most of the time. Right. Yeah. Heck, remember that one time they like, everyone go look for the advantage for this challenge in 43, and it was literally pinned to a tree at eye height.
Yes.
And people just like missed it, but like the survivor made it super obvious as usual.
Yeah.
So I guess I could get the fear of that, but they don't know this. They didn't see 45. They don't know that's no longer a super obvious find, as far as I'm aware.
Right. I don't know. The point is, it is so much better to use the idol and not need it than not use the idol and go home with it in your pocket. So many people have done this, and we all know this.
Since James in 15, man, when he went home with two in his pocket or in his bag or whatever, because they were so big. Yeah. Just play your idol. So no one remembers people who just play their idol and fail. We remember those who went home with it in their pocket in a bad way. I mean, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying. So what I'm saying is with Venus is that there are so many people that will take her over Tiffany, over Charlie, over Kenzie, over Maria.
This, yeah.
She will be taken to the end. There's no doubt in my mind. Now, if she somehow manages to put into play one of her many brilliant ideas that she has
on paper
and gets to the end with Liz and Q, I think she beats both of them.
I think Liz wins, and I hope that's the final three. So we have our true battle. Watch Q win it, by the way. We're both wrong.
We'll see. I just think that Venus could probably speak better at a final tribal than Liz. That's all I'm saying.
It's not about the words. It's about the way she delivers them. And as someone who is very antagonistic, as you know, and maybe on the podcast and especially when we play like board games and anything competitive, I'm just antagonistic in general. I know the way I'm talking. Even if all the words I'm saying are just fine on paper, the way I'm speaking, I'm aware. I know. I do it on purpose. Mary and I would play chess, and it gets very antagonistic on my end. Mary's like, that's why I don't play chess.
Any game with you, you like to trash talk, and that's fine.
Well, part of it is a mental game, because I really want you to make a mental mistake.
Yeah.
But on Survivor, you can't do that, because it gets you voted off, and you can't get votes. When we play non-social games, I'm like, okay, I can. Like, what are they going to do? Quit? That's the idea. I want to win.
Right.
But anyways.
No, I understand. I think that it just depends on what people value. And are people going to value Venus's confidence?
Liz got out to heaven.
But she didn't. And everyone knows that she did.
Buddy?
Didn't. So, I'm just saying, if it's that final three, I think Venus has a chance. And again, Venus is going to make the finale. And there's no one else I could say that about.
Three of the eight people who are going to be on the jury are not going to vote for Venus.
Sure. Okay. That's three.
She needs the other five.
She needs all other five.
And the way you're proposing, it sounds like you think Liz is in the final three with Venus?
Possible.
I think Liz could vote for Venus. I wouldn't put it outside of the realm possibility if Liz is on the jury. Mm-hmm. But I do not believe at the moment, nothing has told us that Hunter, Tevin, or Soda will vote for Venus. In fact, we've been pointed out how Soda and Venus didn't really get along. Tevin never really liked Venus. And any scene that was positive for Venus and negative for Tevin was cut out of the show. We talked about that like the first 3 weeks of this podcast.
Right.
Hunter literally says this episode, Venus is so unlikable, which is a strong phrase mm-hmm. coming out of Hunter's mouth. I don't know. She needs everyone else's vote on the jury then. She needs to win 5-3 or 5-2-1, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not a long shot. Like you said, I feel more comfortable with my top three than I do with anyone else. Yeah. I just could... She's become such a major character. And
she's been a main character.
I just think it would be crazy. I mean, not really. Her first couple episodes were pretty quiet for her. And well,
that's because Nami was getting skunked and Yanu yeah. had Banu, who was causing drama.
Right.
And also, those first four episodes were some of the... We were like declaring this possibly the worst season in the new era after four
it's
episodes.
True.
And it's turned true. It around since then. So yeah. Venus, for me, is number seven.
Number four.
Wow. And Rebecca does not have
her top three.
I
might eat those words, you know.
No, it's okay. I mean, really, these winner rankings are just what's the possibility of them winning. This is not like a boot order or anything.
Right,
so
right.
You're not saying Venus is going to finish in fourth. That's not what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, that's all we got for this week. Next week, Mary, it is time for the final several.
The final several.
It will literally be the final several next yes. week.
So exciting.
Do you think Jeff will say that? He's like, whoever wins immunity gets a one in several chance at winning Survivor.
You know, honestly, I really think he probably
I think he would at this point, too. I think he's like looking for any opportunity to drop the something about seven. I feel like that's the last time he really could bring. He's really going to bring it up. You know, he doesn't say how many people on the jury. He'd be like, there's several people on the jury. You know, I don't think mm-hmm. it's going to come up. It's going to be. You get a one in several chance at yes. winning this game.
Yes.
Yeah. That's this is the last chance I think we get for a Jelinski call out in the show. So, all right. Well, we thank you all for listening and we'll see you next week. Bye.